The Maryland Department of the Environment is in the process of drafting new regulations for the use of hydraulic fracturing, or fracking, to drill for natural gas in western Maryland. The agency held the second of three public meetings in Baltimore last night to discuss the regulations. WYPR's Rachel Bay joins me to talk about the debate over the issue. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
So what was the reception like at last night's meeting?
Well, the room was packed with fracking opponents. There was a lot of frustration with the state officials there. The official stance on the regulations is that they will make sure that fracking is done safely. But most people who spoke expressed doubt that it's possible to frack without endangering clean air and clean water. They say the state should permanently ban fracking outright. Before the meeting, a couple dozen fracking opponents protested in front of the Maryland Department of the Environment offices in Baltimore. I spoke with a man named Creed Calhoun from Friendsville in northwestern Garrett County. The town there is poised to ban fracking wells from accessing the Marcellus Shale beneath the town. But he said that even that isn't enough because there could be fracking in the surrounding areas around the town.
We'll be able to prevent wells going in our town or horizontal drilling to happen under us. But our proximity still makes us vulnerable to a lot of threats from air pollution, not to mention all the truck traffic and all the associated problems with potential spills in the river.
So how would these proposed regulations on fracking work?
The regulations identify things like how far away wells and access roads have to be from water sources, what areas are off limits to drilling, how chemicals and wastewater are stored and disposed of, how wells are plugged. Officials say they plan to build off the regulations that were proposed in 2015 out of work that former Governor Martin O'Malley oversaw. In some areas, the proposal strengthens the previous rules, but in many ways, the proposed rules are less stringent. For example, there were loud outcries in the room when officials said they may require less monitoring of air and water quality than the regulations would have required under Governor O'Malley.
There is currently a moratorium on the use of fracking in Maryland. Is there any chance that state lawmakers could decide to ban fracking instead of issuing these regulations to allow it?
Well, so these regulations are, first of all, being decided by an executive branch agency. And given Governor Hogan's stance on the issue, it's highly unlikely that they will decide to continue the moratorium or permanently ban fracking. However, I spoke with State Senator Bobby Zirkin last night from Baltimore County. He was at the meeting and he suggested that the General Assembly would take up legislation banning fracking in the next legislative session, in the 2017 legislative session, which begins this coming January.
You don't put people's lives at risk and you don't put the environment at this much risk when there's this much doubt. And we have one shot at this. It's great to have a rally here and it's great to have these public meetings, but this administration is hell-bent on putting fracking in this state. So, I mean, the legislature is going to have to take hold of this.
He pointed out that it would almost certainly be a fight, with Governor Hogan likely to veto any fracking ban the legislature passes, and the Democrats in the legislature likely to try overriding the veto if they have enough support. But in past sessions, it's been a very controversial issue among members of both parties.
So when are the new rules set to take effect?
The state's required to release the finalized regulations by October 1st, and it could start issuing drilling permits as early as a year after that. But we still have a somewhat lengthy legal process before we get to that point. The Department of the Environment officials say that they're still drafting the new rules and that they will take the comments made at these meetings into consideration. There's a third public meeting tomorrow night in McHenry, Maryland, at Garrett College. Then they will release the proposed regulations and open them up for more comment before finally publishing the finished regulations.
That's WYPR reporter Rachel Bay.